Good morning. This is Eric Anderson, Field Crops Educator with Michigan State University Extension, and this is your weekly Ag Update. Our Field Crops team hosts a free weekly online presentation for growers and agribusiness professionals called the Virtual Breakfast Series. It runs on Thursday mornings from 7 o'clock to 7:30. I'll tell you how you can join future meetings in a minute, so get ready with a pen and paper. The session this week featured MSU nematode specialist Marisol Quintanilla talking about nematode management. A nematode is a microscopic worm found in all soils. Most are beneficial, but several species are crop pests. Root lesion nematode is the most abundant one in Michigan and can impact corn and soybean yields, particularly on sandy soils, but the most problematic species is soybean cyst nematode, or SCN. The cysts are actually the bodies of the females filled with eggs that are attached to soybean roots. They appear as near microscopic white balls compared with the much larger nitrogen-fixing nodules on the roots, which are pinkish-brown. The Michigan Soybean Promotion Committee provides free soil sampling for SCN to all Michigan soybean farmers. The best time to sample the soil is at harvest. SCN cysts can remain viable in fields for 10 years and longer, even when no soybean is planted, so once a field has SCN, the only remedy is to effectively manage them. Management practices include growing non-host crops like corn and small grains, applying nematode protectant seed treatments, although these have not been found to be very effective, and choosing resistant soybean varieties. Unfortunately, one particular source of resistance known as PI88788 is in over 95% of soybean varieties available today, and in Michigan, 94% of samples submitted to MSU's diagnostic lab had SCN that were resistant to PI88788. Rotating varieties with a resistance source known as P-King with the PI88788 has been shown to result in the highest yields compared with not rotating resistant sources. The weather outlook was presented by MSU Ag climatologist Jeff Andreessen. We have all noticed the change in the weather these past 2 weeks compared with late spring, and this has been due to a change in the upper air patterns over North America. It has been much warmer than normal and drier for most of the state, and that pattern is forecast to continue for the next 2 weeks. Current potential evapotranspiration rates, the rate at which water is lost from a field due to evaporation from the soil and plants, are 0.2 inches per day, which is why we may see irrigation running in fields after brief rainstorms. Hot and dry conditions can severely impact crops as late planting, cooler air temperatures this spring, and waterlogged soils can cause root systems to be underdeveloped and not as able to find deeper moisture in the soil. Temperatures next week will be near 90 every day, nighttime lows will be above 70, and humidity will be high with only hit-and-miss chances of precipitation in the middle of the week. A tropical system in the Gulf of Mexico, likely to become Hurricane Barry, should make landfall in Louisiana sometime Saturday, and if one of the models is correct, some of that moisture could make its way to Michigan by late next week. To sign up for a weekly email reminder for the free weekly Field Crops Virtual Breakfast Series, get a participant computer link or phone number, or to see the schedule for the season, visit the Field Crop Team's webpage on the MSU Extension website at www.canr.msu.edu/field_crops and click on the Virtual Breakfast tab at the top. If you can't make it Thursday mornings, you can view all past recordings with closed captioning on the Virtual Breakfast webpage. I'll be back next Saturday morning at the same time with a quick overview of next week's Virtual Breakfast, where MSU's Sustainable Agriculture and Cover Crop Educator Dean Boss will talk about cover crop management. If you have any crop questions throughout the season, give me a call at the Centerville Extension Office.